this time. It gives me great joy to see how well you blend together on this evening. That is not to say you do not always blend together well, but only that on certain occasions the light that emanates from each one of you is even brighter. And this is so this time.
Is it if we've had a laugh before we, a laugh and a joke as we come together? Does that help?
Laughter helps to raise the vibrations within the room. But it is not only that, because when I come to you, many preparations have already taken place. But what does help is that each one of you, even with earthly troubles, have entered this room in a positive frame of mind. This is what helps you to blend together as one. I do not intend to stay with you too long on this occasion, because I would wish to work quietly with this instrument this time. I know sometimes there is puzzlement about what happens when I work with this instrument. I can tell you only that the unity and the blending becomes more powerful each time this exercise takes place. It is a refinement each time of those very subtle energies which are necessary for communication. The instrument is perfectly safe, and it is our endeavor that we work even more closely together whilst I take part in these meetings. If you have any questions this time, I will be happy to take just one or maybe two questions.
Thank you. If I could just ask probably a very simple one. Sometimes if you're listening to a singer or a piece of music, and it somehow touches you, not to make you feel sad, but there's been a young boy just lately that has appeared on our television screens, and his voice was really beautiful, and I wondered why sometimes it seems to touch something in us. Not to make us feel sad. I can't describe the feeling.
It is only recognition of those spiritual gifts.
Right.
Whether it be from music, whether it be from the laughter of another, or whether it be just appreciation of all nature, it is a certainty that it is you blending more closely with all that is spiritual.
Oh, thank you.
All of you at some point have felt this, I am sure. Yes.
There's a record, I think it's called Angels with Young Children singing on it, and there's one or two tunes in that, and you can't help but cry each time they put it over so beautiful.
Yeah. But it's
not overwhelms you.
Yeah, it's not a sadness, is it?
It is a recognition and a blending with the sound that they give forth.
Anyone else a question?
I wonder if I could tell a story. It's a story that begins 2,000 years ago with Paul of Tarsus, who was, I feel, very much a servant of mankind. He carried the then pure teachings of Jesus to Ephesus and on into Europe. Now, Paul also spent time with the Essene, and during that time experienced a vision which he wrote down. It was a vision about description of 10 spirit realms with subdivisions and what happened in them. That document was sealed in a jar and did not come to light until 1945, the year 1945, at Nag Hammadi in northern Egypt. And the translation was not made known to the world for another 22 years after that. In the meantime, Paul trained as a doctor, developing wonderful medical skills and assembling a team of doctors. Now, at the present time, he works as a spirit surgeon through the medium Ray Brown, and his wife Julian organizes our clinic. Now, Ray Brown and Julian and Paul have between them written a book, and I should say that this is an unusual spirit surgeon arrangement, involving Paul being able to work for up to 7 hours at a time, and the spirit, Ray Brown, is looked after by an Indian gentleman, Waters Running, who, shall I say, unhooks him and takes him to spirit, where he could spend some time in the halls of learning. But Ray Brown, or Paul, is able to work for 7 hours in his medium host. They have written this book. Paul has written a quarter of it himself. And I note that he lists 10 spirit realms in much the same way as he did 2,000 years earlier. And while on this topic, I'll also say that the book we published in the year 2000 had mention of Ray Brown and Paul working through him, and 3 pages were devoted to Paul's work 2,000 years ago, and included a listing of the spirit realms of his vision with the Essene. Well, it's quite a complicated story that stretches across 2,000 years, but there are wonderful connections. And as to our book published in 2000, I'm aware that there was much help from spirit in writing that, and it was an aim to include all really important happenings on the earth, and it is noteworthy that Paul got such mention in it. Well, that's the story, and I just wanted to say, if you have any commentary on that or any elaboration, we'd be delighted to hear it. So,
I thank you for your time in telling what you call a story, which is in fact the events in the life of one gentleman connected strongly to spirit. I wish to say to you, my dear friends, there are many in your world who have this same connection to lives of the past, who are what today you term psychic surgeons. But I will agree in part that this particular gentleman has cultivated the use of spirit for longer periods of time than most people. There have been others, perhaps not so well known, but let me assure you, there are many in your world today who do the same kind of work. Yes, of course, when the gentleman leaves his physical body, it is an agreement with spirit that he is well cared for, in the same way that a disinstrument is placed to one side whilst I speak to you,
yes,
albeit for a shorter length of time. 2,000 years, you say. It is but a small amount of time. When we speak of that eternal heart of spirit, 2,000 years may seem to each of you to be a very long time. But as you know, time means little to us in spirit. So do not be surprised that these happenings take place.
Another factor is that several of us have recently, or in recent months, paid visits to Paul, or to Ray Brown. And it has been quite a joy and a privilege to have actually spoken with Paul of Tarsus. I have consulted him regarding possibly improving my hearing, which he is endeavouring to do through reconnecting neurons. And he seems to be have a particular skill in doing that sort of neurosurgery. Anyway, it's been wonderful to have met and spoken with this gentleman, as it was.
You have to remember, my dear friends, that nothing happens by accident. There is always a good reason for these happenings.
I felt this web of connection was seemed rather significant.
Yes. Yes. I welcome your story. But, of course, for me, I see many, many in your world who do equally good work. Maybe different, but nevertheless excellent work for spirit. Is there anything more you wish me to say?
I would just like to add that Gillian, the one that George mentioned, would love to hear your voice. She'd love to hear you in this room. I thought that was rather nice. But,
well, she has already received the book and several transcripts and CD-ROM. So, and she'll obviously receive this transcript. Yes, that goes without saying.
Now, my dear friends, I will take my leave. I will allow your evening to continue. And I will endeavor to work quietly with this one.
Well, thank you very much for your commentary.
Thank you.